going to begin tonight. I won't be able to finish it tonight. Conclude it next week. I want to talk to you about Satan's 10 most wanted Christians. Satan assembled his troops, all of his imps, for a soul-losing workshop. And the purpose of the meeting was to instruct his workers how to effectively hinder Christians in the matter of godly living. Throughout the meeting, it was reported that great inroads were being made in many churches through materialism, worldliness, and good old neglect. Now, these imps of Satan constantly rejoiced over Christians who were once faithful, but had returned to the ranks of the wicked or the useless. The devil himself then rose to the platform to take the podium, and he announced to his followers his list of 10 most wanted Christians at Black Creek Baptist Church. And because of these Christians, many people turn to Jesus Christ, something the devil hates. And because of these Christians, many other Christians are encouraged and prodded on in godly living. So Satan began to enumerate and identify these Christians that he told his workers he wants these stopped. The first one. Terry Teacher. Satan wants this man stopped because he loves God's word. Terry Teacher studies the Bible and he likes to teach the word to others. And Satan considers this Christian extremely dangerous because he is armed with the sword of the Word of God. Terry Teacher takes seriously 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Satan said, we've got to stop these people who are studying and teaching the Bible. And then the second one he named was Wendell Worker. You know who Wendell Worker is, don't you? This man is wanted by Satan because he is God's answer to prayer. Yeah, he is God's answer to prayer. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. You know, so many times we see that as missionaries. And when we read that, it's been so well used to challenge people for missionary service that we can forget that Jesus prays for laborers and because the harvest is ripe. And this man, Wendell Worker that is like those in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6. Now I realize you're not going to remember what verse Nehemiah 4, 6 is. But it's that verse that says that the people had a mind to work. And therefore, they built the wall. There isn't anything that can't be done when people have a mind to work. Wendell Worker, he has the attitude that the devil hates. His attitude was spoken of in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Here am I. Send me. If there is a good work to be accomplished, Wendell is willing to do it. He's ready. Like Titus chapter 3 and verse 1 says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. And then Wendell is also willing. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 32 says, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him, the giant. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Yes. David, but a lad, was willing to go. I know there's many things in the church that require an adult. But you know, adults come in all ages. Adults aren't only older folks. Adults aren't only middle-aged folks. Adults aren't only married folks. Adults come in, about the size of Randy. Yeah. Adults come and, about the size of Smiling Tim. He gave me a great big smile. He knew what was coming when I looked at him. And next to him is his brother. And next to his brother is his brother's wife, otherwise known as Sam. Okay? You see, adults come in a variety of ages. What else would you say? Does it matter? In a variety of sizes? Aren't you glad that it isn't only thin people that can serve the Lord?
Amen. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Amen. Amen is right. I have to quit right now. Oh, by the way, the Filipino girls that were coming, they had a mix-up in their class schedules. That's why they're not here. Just dawned on me. We didn't tell you about that. So now we go. You see, adults. You see? And then now here we got a budding adult. Okay? She's getting a whole lot closer. Okay? It isn't gonna be too long, and she's gonna be done with that high school business, done with that teen life, even though she might be 18, 19, you know, once you're through school, you know, they ought to name it something else. You don't have to wait till you're 20 to be out of your teens when it comes to this matter of being an adult. And so, listen, willing to work. David, the young lad, was willing. And there were many soldiers, adult soldiers there, who were not willing. Now, believe me, when you look at the idea of the giant, when you realize what was done, I'm afraid I'd have been with most of those other adults, okay? But what the point is, Wendell Worker, there's things that need to be done. There's already a lot of things that are done by the young people within the church. And I'm not looking now so much at a chronological age, but when you know you look at Vacation Bible School, you look at nursery care, there's a lot of things that young people are doing and serving. And then we find out that Wendell Worker was also dependable. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What Paul's talking about there is being dependable, steadfast. Wendell Worker must be stopped. Satan said, if we don't get these willing workers stopped, the work of the Lord will continue on. And indeed, what he wants to do is cause these willing workers to become lazy, sleepy, and indifferent. I've been doing it for years. Let somebody else do it. Oh, no. That's not Wendell. Okay? Wendell Worker says, I'll do what I can. I once did much more than what my age will now allow me to do, but I'll keep on serving. Why? Because there's a constant need. And then the third one that Satan identified that he wants to stop within Black Creek Church, and that's Oliver Optimism. Huh? Don't you wonder about Oliver Optimism? I wonder who this identifies within our group. The devil delights in the Christian's downfall. The devil wants to defeat. Because you see, Oliver Optimism is, he's got a disease. He's got the cant. Okay? He can't stop serving the Lord. But then there's another way to look at it. Oliver doesn't have the can'ts. Oliver doesn't say, I can't do it. I can't try. Let somebody else. Oliver's motto is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say, that's a good attitude to have. Whether it's the pastor or the one of the trustees or a deacon or the Sunday school superintendent, somebody who's responsible for something, they may approach an individual and say, would you be willing to try that? Oliver Optimism says, yeah, I'll try that. Well, I never did it before, but I'll try it. And you see, Oliver accepts the bad and the unpleasant with the good, because he knows and he really believes that all things work together for good to them that love God. And so Oliver Optimism, he's not discouraged by the criticism some makes. He's not discouraged by the lack of results that he has hoped for. And Satan knows that optimistic Christians can influence others and can get other people to try something. Now, the other way works too, doesn't it? The person who's a pessimist. How do we do this? I've tried to pick names of people that aren't in the congregation, you know. But the pessimist, they just, you know, everything they see discourages them. Everything they see is a reason to not try. Everything they see is a negative view of things. No. The devil likes those kind of people. But he doesn't like the optimist. Well, then there's Carol Character. Now, I know you're wondering about Carol Character. You're sitting on the edge of your seat. Randy, slip up to the edge of your seat there. You're sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to find out about Carol Character. This lady is wanted by the devil because she believes purity in living and in thought is essential. And Carol Character practices it. And through her example, many have been exposed to New Testament Christianity, not merely the traditional form of Christianity. Her proven character has caused many to live for Christ as she set the example like a Christian should live. And she's played a big part in converting one of Satan's biggest workers, Carol's husband. You see, Carol practiced 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading it, verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation, the conduct of the wives. You know, there's some times when a Christian wife has said all she can say. And if she tries to say much more or tries to quote much more scripture, that unsaved husband, I've had them tell me, they'll shut them down. I don't want to hear anymore. And woman, I don't want you telling me, giving me any more of your religion. I don't want you quoting any more Bible verses to me. Now, when a man makes it that clear, huh? If I read the beginning part clearly, likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Your own husband. Not somebody else's husband.
Yeah, amen.
Some women find it a whole lot easier to please some other man in the church than to do their own husband.
Yep.
That if any obey not the word, such a man's not going to obey the word. They also may without the word be won by the conversation, the conduct of the wives. See, I thought you always, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yeah, it does. But he already heard enough. He's already told you, I don't want to hear any more. He's heard some, right? And God will take that word and use it when he's got a wife that doesn't give the man excuses to not yield. Verse 2. While they behold, who's the they? The husband. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of the hair and wearing of gold or of putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. You see, God's Spirit can take and use that kind of a wife. Consistent, godly, holy, consistent, godly, consistent. So you're repeating yourself, I know, because it's important. It's hard to kick against the pricks. It's what the Lord said to Saul. And it's hard for an unsaved man, unsaved husband we're talking about here, to fight against the Spirit of God.
Amen.
But you see, it's easy for him to fight against the Spirit of a woman. Yeah. Carol, character. The devil wants her stopped before she influences other women. The last thing we need is for the church to get overrun by these kind of women. Like, good night. The last thing the devil wants is a revival to break out. That he doesn't need. Lastly, for tonight, is Herman humble. Satan wants this man because he has the mind of Christ. That's what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And because he is humble, no work for Christ is unimportant. He has a real servant's heart. Why, this man, can you imagine Herman Humble even volunteers? My, it's amazing. And Satan gave a warning to his imps. Beware. On the surface, this humble man or woman appears unimportant, but he is vital to the work of God. And that we read about in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Yeah. These are the kind of people Satan wants to stop. And he'll do all he can to stop them. You want to get in a battle with Satan? Just start following the example or one or more of these people that we've talked about tonight. Now we have five more coming, okay? And I don't have those notes, so I can't even tell you what they are. But they'll be here next week. Father in heaven, help us. Help us to be the kind of person that you want us to be. And surely that Satan does not want us.